Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic. We are starting this new season 6 off strong. I'm your co-host, Alicia Marie.
And I'm your co-host, Remy Cruz. And we are here for the 7th annual PBUA episode. Thank you. We're just kidding. I think this is like our second ever, correct?
Second unsolicited advice.
Like a foursome.
Both of you here on the video.
Correct. Yes. It's now an inside joke though. So go watch their episode because we were on their podcast just now.
And this
we
is
gave
a swap.
This is a swap. Mm-hmm. We just gave some really good advice and Ash and Taryn are here in the studio. Thank you for coming, guys.
We're so excited to be here.
Rush the advice.
Really did.
Thank you.
Do you guys want to do you have something to officially ask us? About taking over something of ours?
Oh.
Should we just make it official that we give you permission?
Wait, if you want to.
Wait, are you saying you have something to tell us?
Why? Well, you have something to tell us.
Rewind. Alicia was telling, okay, so
big elephant in the room here. We don't listen to unsolicited advice, and unsolicited advice does not listen to Pretty Basic, but we in spirit are always thinking of each other.
I'm most supportive.
And I'm in the room in spirit, with you guys, every recording.
Yeah.
In the empty chair next to Ashley.
Absolutely.
Yep. And so we did mention, I guess they drag Alicia a lot on their podcast.
I know. I only say good things about you guys.
We say good things about you too. We do. It was just those few instances.
It's sister venting. You don't ever vent about Ash on here?
Yeah, you do.
There's
actually,
no,
I actually don't think
it's usually
does.
On the way here if she picks me up.
And
I'm kidding.
We do give you guys a lot of shout outs, especially Alicia. And but it's always more so like, oh, we're gonna steal what you guys do. So as long as we have the floor.
No, as long as we give credit, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to steal it. When we first realized we wanted to have a podcast, I said we have to come up with a way where we don't have to create fresh content every time because I was already I felt like I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So this was the perfect solution to that because literally people give us the topics to talk about.
It literally reminds me of the Amanda show. Ashley, ask
Amanda.
Ask Amanda.
Yeah.
Amanda. Basically, if you don't listen to unsolicited advice.
No, what are you doing?
Ask Ashley.
I think her name was Ashley in it.
Ask Ashley. And she goes, that's me. Dear Ashley. Yeah. Cause I remember
that's really
loving that segment.
That's right.
Feeling hurt.
Amanda, please. Yeah. It was that one.
Yes.
Yeah. But shout out your pod. Tell us what it's like.
So our podcast is called Unsolicited Advice. Mm-hmm. And we just realized, poorly named because it's very solicited.
Extremely. Like the most solicited.
Like they literally are asking
you.
Give me the advice.
Wait,
but
I've never.
Unsolicited advice sounds so much better than.
But here's the thing. I think
you're asked for advice.
Is we can still give advice that maybe they weren't specifically.
Yeah, you can't control the advice
for.
We give.
That's what I always took it as take this unsolicitedly. This is not the vibe. Yeah. But
basically, people write in every week. Me and Ash both bring a story. So I don't know what she's bringing. She doesn't know what I'm bringing.
That is a very fun part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because one of us is always
element of surprise.
And then we just give advice, our very genuine advice, but obviously we're not professionals, even though I do have a minor in counseling. So.
Oh,
but
okay.
Not professional. So don't sue us because
Yeah, like you don't have to take it.
Yeah, we're not doctors over here.
It will change your life, and we've never been wrong. But
it's also very rare for Taryn and I to like disagree. It's happened a couple times.
Yeah,
but 90% of the time we're on the same page. Which maybe that's boring for the listeners, but like, or most of the time I'm like, yeah, I completely agree with
Power in numbers, though. Yeah. Two people agree, then like it's got to be right.
If I sent in an advice letter and both of them were like, nah, girl, like you're in the wrong, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Wait, have you ever had any updates where they're like, you ruined my life?
No, and not that's what actually, yet. So this last episode.
They just unsubscribed.
This girl, this girl wrote in. So she had this boyfriend who was freaking controlling over what she wore and like would tell her all the time, like her outfits. Well, at the time, she's like trying to make it work. And so we both were like, hey, sorry to break it to you, but this sounds scary and it's going to spiral. Yeah. So like, start to watch out for other episodes or
also,
other ways.
Her clothes, she sent photos of her outfits. So normal. So
the like, most plain, like you could have found it at Walmart.
Jeans,
like
boots,
outfits.
T-shirt, very simple outfits.
So
and he
simple.
Said they were out there.
And then, so she writes an update and said it got so bad that she was wearing white t-shirts and Nike shorts every day because she knew he wouldn't say anything if she wore that.
Oh, poor girl.
So middle school PE uniform, basically.
Literally. Like the basketball, like the mid cap.
Yes.
What?
And so, but then comes to find out, like he got psycho, super controlling. So she was like, I should have listened to you guys sooner. So that's what we get. We've never got someone being like, you told me to break up with him and I regret everything. Yeah. It's always like, you guys were right. You helped me so
Thank
much.
Thank God. So. Well, that's amazing.
Amazing.
It's doing the Lord's work.
Oh,
every
my
week.
God.
Changing life.
Well, I need to get the login because to the email where they submit it. Because every now and then we'll be like, damn, like we don't really have much to talk about. Like, you know, maybe we just did an update episode. We need one more to get ahead, you know, if we're going on a vacation or something. And I always say, we should prep like Ashley and Taryn and have a letter and give advice. And then I give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And I say like unsolicited advice. We've yet to do it, but now that I'm assuming we have your blessing.
Yeah. No, we give blessing, especially because you've given the shout out.
Exactly. Shout out. So I loved giving advice. So I can't wait to do it again on our next annual one. And
well, maybe next time we'll give you the login can pick your own stories. That
love,
would be fun.
Love.
Yeah.
That would be good. That would be good.
But today we were brainstorming. We also didn't prep too much for this because we just know our dynamic and how amazing it is and how much everyone's going to love the episodes no matter what. Mm-hmm. Last time we did a game and I remember thinking it could have been so much better. If we talked about certain topics, because there's a lot of things I feel like we all can like dive into.
Yeah.
So instead of doing a game like last time, I know people do want to just like hear from us. So the first thing we want to talk about.
Well, let me just also say this couch and that couch, like we have so many similarities amongst all four of us. Mm-hmm. And then also like this couch versus that couch. And like there are certain things where like you and I connect sometimes. Obviously you two connect.
We connect.
Yeah. In so many different ways. Like the Venn diagram is just off the chart.
It really is.
It's just one circle. So I think that today, like there's a lot of stuff we haven't even talked about the four of us together. I think it'll be good.
I really feel like we're going to leave this episode kind of like therapy and we're just going to leave with emotions. Validation,
The
parking validation that you'll need, and multiple things.
We'll pay for that.
We will pay for it. No, but the two main topics was one, what it's like having your best friend get into a long-term relationship, because Taryn and I can relate on that, and then also your guys' POV, because obviously, I know that you've had friends also get in long-term relationships, and like the dynamic changing. That's been something we actually get questions a lot about, and I'm excited to have another opinion.
You mean you're excited to have someone else who's gonna die alone and be single forever?
I wasn't gonna word it that way, but I'm just like, oh.
You really took it there.
No, we're just waiting. We're the ones that are gonna make everyone jealous because we waited for the hottest.
I don't know if you guys feel this way, but
we waited for the hottest.
Sorry, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, us with two algos over here.
No.
Something
I struggle with sometimes on the podcast is I want to talk about dynamics or hypothetical situations, but I never want people being like, Alicia thinks this about Cal or whatever. So I'm excited to have like other thoughts and opinions and stories.
Yes.
Because obviously we share so much about our life and it's just like,
for sure.
You want to protect certain things, but like there are a lot of like hypothetical situations or whatever. Yeah. So I'm excited to like talk about that.
And then the other thing is how you guys deal with conflict, at, not only as best friends, but also business partners, because obviously that's something that we all deal with. And also just conflict with the McDonald's sister, I think, is also something different than you and I have dealt with, that you and I have definitely had heart to hearts about before.
And Ashley, we're not alone.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? We are the way that we are. Yeah. And we stand by that.
And we own that.
And we are
McDonald's. And we love you for it. We do love you for it. But it definitely just took
years.
Yeah, years to understand and to appreciate. Yes. So I think it'll be really fun to get into that.
What an intro.
I'm really excited. Yeah, which excited. Another same situation though. I'm like, I don't want to come on here and talk about us fighting and then it'd be so like, just like, or you know what I mean? It's just like, I'd rather it be more hypothetical or like vague and just like, whatever. And we're good right now. Y'all are good right now. So the perfect time to just dive in and like, heal trauma.
We're stable enough.
And again, you're a counselor, right? So technically, welcome to Pretty Basic Therapy.
Yes,
okay. So sorry, we got to hold the pod for just a little bit because we have a new segment that we're really excited about. Galaxy AI is the new It Girl.
There is no other way that I'd rather spend my birthday, which is today, than talking about Samsung and the new Galaxy S24 Ultra because it is really amazing.
It's iconic and we're really excited because we are headed to Vegas for Super Bowl weekend.
Yes, we are.
Woo! I'm going to find me a man.
Oh, I can't wait.
I need you to be my wing woman.
I can. Cal and I
you
will.
And Cal. Yeah. You and Cal.
We'd be so good.
We could do a whole thing. I just got broken up with. We were going to be here on a double date. Blah,
oh
blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God.
We'll scam.
I love this idea. Also, as we all know, I have recently got into football this season. I truly just can't believe that I did cheerleading for 4 years, went to every football game, and I'm only understanding the game now. I'm still learning, but like, it is so fun to watch. Oh. I love it. I really, really do. I think it's so fun to like watch in real time and you don't know what's going to happen. And so many people are invested in the games now and the Super Bowl is going to be so much fun. And I just overall can't wait. I'm very excited about it.
And here's the thing. Maybe you also kind of struggled understanding it. Your Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra can help you.
Maybe you're also annoying your fiance every 2 seconds asking him, what is an interception? How does this work? What is one in 10?
He says interception and you go, I-N-T-E-R-C-E-P-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, no, you know what I say all the time? Sack that quarterback. Hold him down. I didn't know what that meant until I saw the quarterback get sacked.
And then it,
and now I know. And then I was like, can anyone get sacked? Or like, is it just the quarterback? He said,
just
no.
The quarterback.
But like, see, I am interrupting his time and his excitement with my constant questions. So have no fear. The Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra's Galaxy AI has come in clutch for me so that I no longer have to ask him questions and I can answer them for myself, which we love doing.
Their Notes Assist feature is perfect for this. Yes. Honestly, whether you're learning football, whether you're trying to learn something else, whether it's for school, your job, whatever, it basically, you can take any article or document, essay, whatever, and your Notes Assist will help you condense it into bite-sized pieces. So instead of spending on, let's be real, weeks learning the NFL handbook, you can just...
I need a short little bite. I need a little snippet. I just need the basis because I got to get back to watching the game, get back, more importantly, to eating my snacks. So it's so helpful. It's true.
It's true.
It's so helpful. Give me the basics. What is a sack? What is an interception? What's another term? Here, let me go look.
You don't even need to know what it means. You just need to know what to say to impress maybe your date.
True. What is first down?
A first down.
What is a first down? What is
first down? So turn it around. Come on. Defense work.
Oh, so defense is involved.
So work. Like if it's your first down,
I want to
not let you get another down.
Ah, yes. You know? I'm like, what is a field goal? How many is that? Did your favorite team have to lose by 3 points, which would have been said field goal in the playoffs to learn? Maybe. Could I have used Notes Assist to understand? Maybe had I known, would they have won and maybe my team would have gone to the Super Bowl? Maybe.
Maybe.
But I'm not going to put that on the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra's Galaxy AI.
No, all jokes aside, we are going to Vegas. It's going to be insane. I've heard there's like 400,000 people who are going to be in Vegas at this time.
I heard that too. I go to Vegas for very few things. And one of the main things I do is to eat. And
The buffets,
the restaurants.
I want crab legs.
Every like big chef has their own restaurant. Their crab legs, I'm going to make us a reservation. Yep. And there are so many amazing restaurants there, but I feel like it's a little overwhelming because there's too many options and there's so many beautiful photos of food that Cooking with Remy sees online that I want to go eat, and me calling in the new third person.
I love it. I rubbed off.
And so, you know, I want to eat all these things. I just don't know where to go. The circle to search feature on the Galaxy AI is, I think, the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm obsessed with it already.
If there's a hotel you want to stay at, if, you know, you see this big fountain online, you're like, where in Vegas is that? What is that? You just hold a button, you circle it, Bellagio, you got it.
No, food. You know what? There's no room for gatekeeping ever anymore. Because if an influencer is trying to be like, hee hee, at this really cute restaurant, and you're like, where is it? You can literally circle maybe the sign that's outside that, like, you know, can kind of tell where it is.
Yes.
And then boom.
Right there.
Right there. Or they're like, oh, sorry, I don't know where my top's from. It's Vintage. Circle that. Circle to search it.
Influencers found dead.
For instance, if you're watching this video on your Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra right now, you can literally circle to search my outfit and it'll tell you where to buy it.
Oh my God.
And it's accurate. Like, it is accurate.
Well, it's powered by Google.
Exactly. The AI.
It's incredible. It's got the power of Google. Also, we have some parties that we're going to attend and there are some dress codes, like certain colors that we're supposed to wear, all the things. Like, I need to pick what I want to wear. And I see so many cute dresses and tops and shoes and things online, but I don't know where they're from because people don't like to tag things.
Because they're gatekeeping.
Don't you worry. Circle to search. Hold my button down. Circle. Boom. I know exactly where you got your dress and we're going to match and you're going to be happy about it.
Also, I'm sorry. We can't go to Vegas and not get Conta Baby content.
Fire content.
I want photos galore. The camera, you guys, spoiler alert, it is seriously the best camera I've ever seen on a phone. There are so many lenses on this camera.
The zoom, you can zoom in 100 times. 100 times. You can also go even wider. You can get an extra wide shot. You guys know I love my wide selfies, wide camera, like filming. It's amazing. And you guys need it in your life. And I'm so happy we have it in our lives.
I used it the other day to film some vertical content, you know, for all the apps. I noticed such a huge difference. It was better than some of my actual physical cameras. Isn't that insane? Like, phones are going to be everything.
Which I'm so happy about, because like when I'm walking around and I have my purse and my water bottle and my vlog camera and my phone and my keys and everything, I'm dropping things all the time. Like, it's just a lot to also remember to like switch cameras when I'm filming. Like, I know a lot of content creators understand what I'm saying. It's amazing to have everything just in one device.
No, it's so nice. So get excited for our Vegas recap episode, because that's probably going to be iconic.
It's going to be so good. So you guys heard it here. Galaxy AI is available on Galaxy S24 Ultra. Go to Samsung.com to check it out.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Yeah.
This is actually something that I think is a really good topic. And I think that also, I'm curious about you guys, but we were talking about this the other day. We've been friends for almost 10 years.
Wow.
Crazy.
Going on a decade.
That's crazy.
We should have a cake. We should make a whole thing out of it. Like, I should look and see.
We need a cake.
We should try to find that photo.
Oh, I can find the photo.
The hot tub and a fedora. Like, we should literally try to find the specific one and find the date.
But it's crazy because in the first like 8 years of our relationship, we were not dating at all. And we both had never, Ashley still, never known each other in a relationship.
Yeah. No, literally, Remy, what do you mean?
So silly. And so, you know, like Ash would tell me about her relationships and we'd have conversations about like us judging the way other people were in relationships, but I had never experienced Ash getting in a relationship. And so it was, I think for me, like, and we're totally fine now, but I feel like best friends should talk about their fights. Cause I don't know why it's so like cliche, taboo. Especially like best friends who have like podcasts or internet best friends. It's like, you guys never fight.
The number one question we get is like, what's your biggest fight about? And it's like, it's not like so-and-so cheated and da-da. It's just like, it's like us figuring out how normal to work with each other.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But I know for me, and it was a little traumatic when Ash got into a relationship because I don't think I was ready for it. I think I had my sitcom version of what it was going to be like, where I'm just in the bed with them cuddling and like we just go everywhere together and I'm their adopted child. But Ash, like, it was her first relationship in a long time and rightfully so, entered into this like amazing relationship and was honeymoon phase and just took off. And I think for me, I was very traumatized by the immediate like neglect in my mind when in reality, like it wasn't personal, but it was hard to not take it personally.
Yeah. Also, again, I've said this to each one of you, like our lives being so public, like it's not normal to see when someone's, you know, like you still post on your close friends and stuff about you and Jax, but like seeing how much your friend is doing without you, like even just, I feel like so many people can relate to that anyway.
Yeah.
Let alone talking about it and making content off of everything. And it's just like your average coworker or, you know, friend, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to work.
I started doing the audience thing where I was like, oh my God, was she sad when I would go with Cal?
No, that's why I was like, no, I want to talk hypothetically.
But also if you did feel that way, obviously bring it up now. Cause this is like a fun little roundtable, but yes. I see what you're saying.
No. Yeah.
But it also like, there's nothing wrong with both things being like me being sad and feeling lonely, but also being super freaking happy for her.
Yeah.
Like both can coexist. And I think that's where it gets messy because if I were to be like, hey, I miss you, like whatever, that doesn't take away from like how happy I was that she found like an actual gem like in this world. And she was so happy. So I would love to hear your side too. Like if I felt like I was like, wait, come back. But yeah, that was for me. Like it was hard, but I think because I had built something up in my mind and like it didn't match.
Yeah.
Which expectations are the death
Everything.
Of happiness in general.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I completely agree with Taryn. I love the way that you worded it. And I have to say it again. I was single for probably 9 years in total.
Let us not forget
before
the pastor that got the girl pregnant.
No, well, I think that was our number one episode, right?
I think it did very well. So like, not only were you single, but when you were dating, crazy shit was happening.
No, yeah. So when I say single, I mean, I wasn't in a relationship, like a committed one. I was dating and was having a lot of like really bad experiences, like Rims mentioning through dating.
Like crazy.
Where it just like, it continued to push like me actually getting finding someone and getting in a relationship because I kept getting hung up on these horrible situations. But when I did find my boyfriend who I'm with now, I think I even didn't know how to navigate it because now I'm 30. And like in a relationship, whereas my past relationship, I was 24.
Damn.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, like, you're a whole
new
person.
I'm not the same person anymore. Dating was different than how it was back here. I was broke back here. He paid for everything. Like now I'm like, oh, like I can like actually offer to like, I can do things for you. Like that's even fun and new. Even like the last time I was in a real relationship before Jackson, I was mostly living at home with my parents.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was like, all of this is so new and so exciting. Like
you're still navigating it.
I was like, what do you want to do? Like, yeah. I was like, let's go for it. Like I was having so much fun. So I 1,000% dipped out. And I recognize now after having had conversations with Taryn, how I completely just was like, okay, see you later. I have plans, you know, and that's hard when you're living together and when you are doing a podcast together. And I could have easily included her by having some kind of conversation and just been like, hey, sorry, I haven't been here. Like, let's plan a dinner for you to get to know him better at that time. But then also no one had gotten to know him yet. Like, it wasn't just you. Yeah. Alicia hadn't met him either. Like, no one had actually met him because I was so paranoid. And I'm just, I was like, this is, I don't want to ruin this. Like, I'm having too much fun. I didn't want to like introduce him to someone and then it ends. So it felt like a lot of pressure with introducing. Yeah. And then I finally did it at a fall party. Mm-hmm. And that's where like everyone was there, but Taryn wasn't there. So Taryn went a long time before actually meeting him.
Yeah. And I think that us, which communication is going to be, I feel like the theme number of this one episode. I remember there was one time where I kind of broke down and was like, hey, I feel like I literally looked at her and I was like, I don't even know the guy you're dating. And she was like, what do you mean? Yeah, you do. And I think that was the first time I was like, in her mind, like she thinks everything's been fine. Where in my own narrative was like, I literally don't know this guy. So until I feel like I can trust him, I'm not going to be like all about this relationship because I'm such a protective person. Mm-hmm. And then also, also we had another conversation where she told me about her past and how she never brought guys around because she would be embarrassed if it failed. So it was me taking the time to like listen to those things to then be like, okay, wow, this is not like she's hiding him from me or she just genuinely doesn't care about me.
It was like, I don't want you to know.
Yeah. Like there was
him.
More to it. So it took me having to do my own homework of like, okay, we've never crossed this bridge. Mm-hmm. So like, what's going on?
You know what I mean? Literally never, like neither of us had had a boyfriend during that time. So it was like, how do we navigate this?
The McDonald's sisters have a huge fear of looking dumb.
You do.
But not in the way you think. You get it. Not in the way you think. What it is it's like, I don't want to bring a guy around and you'd be like, oh, hon, like he's not that into you. Like that's what it is. Like
I failed my first permit test. No one knew. Literally not a soul knew other than my family.
Alicia, oh my God. My she parents. Came home. She's like, I almost hit a pedestrian. And I'm like, what? She cried, went up to her room and mom goes, no, that wasn't what happened.
I literally, all my friends were getting their permits and everyone was talking about it. I never brought it up once. Not a single soul at school knew because I was mortified and couldn't deal with the fact that they might find out. So I didn't tell a soul.
You guys. Uh-huh. No, that's just like it's just a thing
it's
with
a
us.
Quirk.
So
a quirk.
It's a cute quirk. Little quirk.
But both of you being open books, like open books.
Yeah, the
like,
Trader Joe's employee, you know.
Yeah. To me, I'm like, why are you telling them? Aren't you like really embarrassed?
I will say, no, it does. Like after a person like four, I'm like, oh, why am I telling people? But then it's too far gone.
Oh, but at least you get it out and you get good stories.
And then I'm fine.
Shit.
Yeah. But I understand to a certain degree. I do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like was yours similar? Like when,
well, I related to you when you said I'm protective. I don't know. Sorry if this makes me toxic, but like, I hate how the guys just think, oh, well, you're the best friend. You're going to love me. I'm like, no, fuck that. Like if
you
anything,
gotta work.
You got to fucking work for it. And just because my best friend loves you doesn't mean shit. Like you have to be, I'm being like, and like, I've learned a lot where I'm like, wait, Remy would really like me to make an effort. So I'm going to make an effort. But like with both of you, like I remember having a moment with Cal and Jackson where I'm like, oh, they're here to stay for a while. And that was a switch
She's
in my
like,
head.
Fuck.
No, literally, I was like, okay, I have to make effort now. Like, the, oh, they're not just going to, because like if they're gone in a month and they're like a shit guy that I'm used to you dating, I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, it's
which
fine.
Which is where Rem and I have
y'all
bonded.
Got some track records.
No, we would bond.
I feel like that's what that was
at
when
the beach.
We
at
would the all sit and like talk
she
about
was at
stuff
the beach.
Like that.
I forgot she was at the beach. I forgot you were at the beach.
I wasn't at the beach. I
scarred.
She was at the beach.
Scarred. I forgot you were there.
That was literally one of the first times I ever like hung out with just you guys because Ash wasn't there. And I was
you probably were like, what are they doing all the time?
No, I literally, yeah. You know when you look at something and then it takes like your brain's like, what am I looking at right now? It was one of those. Yeah.
Go watch our episode of Unfiltered that we were on if you want to hear that story. I might have. I just have a bad memory. But like you guys talking about that right now, it never occurred to me that like for you and I, we were so happy. Ash and I, we were so happy and like in these whirlwind romances and like having so much fun. And for them, that was hard, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
That's sad.
No, honestly.
Apologize to me, Ash. I'm just kidding.
It is hard, because, like, we're so happy, and I know you're happy for us, but that also has to be hard that, like, you're constantly, like, we were together 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, that changes overnight, and that's really sad.
Honestly, I mean, no. Honestly, I was never like that.
Okay, good.
Suck my tears back up.
Just me, sorry.
No. I feel like I think from day one, you'd be like, Cal can stay home. Like, let's go do our own thing. Like,
yeah.
And then also, I think COVID really put, it's like before COVID and after COVID. Because before COVID, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we'd be going out, whatever. Cal would come along if we were going out. It felt like, if anything, he was coming on to our plans versus like, you being like, oh, well, Cal and I are doing this. Do you want to be the third wheel? Which, like, I love being a third wheel, but also I never felt that as much. So I always loved how you would bring him around.
Okay.
And seeing how him and Ollie getting close, I was like, oh, damn. Like, that says a lot to me. The fact that he's like, we have some fun friends. And seeing Cal, like, I could never picture him in those situations, but now seeing him friends with some of our friends, I'm like, wow, like, he's such an awesome dude. Like, little things like that was really cool. So I never felt like you necessarily, like, dipped out. Yeah, I guess I never felt that as much.
I think that was kind of like, I understand, Ash, how you explained everything. Like, you had gone through so much, and also being 30, and like, that must have been very like, freeing and everything to be in this, like, very healthy, mature relationship. Cal and I were not in a mature relationship when we were 23 and 24. We were like, I was like blacking out all the time, and like, you can come if you want, but I like want to go have fun with my friends, and you can come if you want.
And he would come. Yeah. So I feel like if anything, more issues we ever had were like, oh, can we have one-on-one time?
Yes.
Like, if he was around so much, or even, I didn't anticipate, once you guys started living together, you obviously, like, if you want to vent about your boyfriend, but he's in the other room, you're not going to be as open as if we were like at my house or somewhere else. And because your past, like, dating history, we would like go in. Like, that was a huge foundation of us becoming friends, was us talking about dating and guys. Mm. And when that kind of went away, because also you're in an actual, like, good relationship.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, oh, what do we like, oh, what's just our now friendship? What do we do? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so that was
good for us for figuring that out.
No, you know what I mean?
I didn't think about that.
Oh my, because I remember thinking like, wait, I feel like you're not telling me anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just feel like a lot of our, that, I remember that was one talk. I sat you down. I was like, hey, like, I love you, but like, I want, like, I know maybe I'm not the nicest to Cal. Like, I promise I'll work on it, but like, I want you to confide in me in things. And you're like, well, I don't think you like it. I'm like, I'm just being protective. But like, at the same time, I want you to like, tell me the little things. Cause
but
obviously
also you could be mean.
She was such a bitch.
To the guys.
She was such a bitch.
I feel like I was actually pretty nice to Cal.
You were, that was nice.
I feel like that was me being a little nicer.
So
from the stories I've heard,
she was mean.
Right before I met Jackson, I had the last guy I had talked to, I had him come. Taryn
was
there.
Brutal.
I had him come.
Yeah, I was a buffer, and I had to freaking buff my butt off because Alicia was so intense.
She
and I was
so
like,
mean.
Look at over here. Hi.
And Taryn's
okay. Well, no, this guy was not the worst. He wasn't like the youth pastor guy.
Yes.
He was actually a great guy. Didn't work out, but he.
I remember
this
guy.
First time meeting my group of friends to dinner with a bunch of us because we had all done a parallel thing that day.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, he came, and he goes up to Alicia and was like, congratulations on launch day. And she goes, looks him up and down, literally like the most dramatic slow up and down with her eyes, and goes, thanks.
Okay.
No, we need to like dive into that.
No, I already.
Why are you a see you next Tuesday?
No.
Okay. I looked at Taryn like this, like big eyes. And Taryn goes, so
I'm like, where'd you go to high school?
Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, no, you're not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can seriously feel so lonely and so frustrating. Join over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I never even worried about my hair thinning. And then the next thing you know, you turn 30 and things just start changing. My hair, my skin, and I have to put a little more pamper into my pamper routine. And it's just life. And it's okay. And it's so normal. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy.
In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol women's hair growth supplements for 6 months. Take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You guys know my hair has been through quite the journey, from long to short to blonde to orange to purple to silver to brown to back to blonde.
Some of those unintentionally.
Most of them were unintentional, yes. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I truly have purchased Nutrafol with my own money. I'm so excited to have them on the show.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code PRETTYBASIC.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Pretty Basic. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Pretty Basic.
The other day, I was unexpectedly billed for a video editing app subscription I signed up for ages ago, like so long ago, and I didn't even remember when I signed up, and it slipped my mind since it's an annual charge situation, and I hadn't used the app in months, and I was so embarrassed because I felt like I wasted so much money going down the drain. And I don't know why, but sometimes I get overwhelmed, overstimulated, just I kind of freeze a little bit with the thought of like the unsubscribing from apps can feel so overwhelming. But thankfully, Rocket Money stepped in and effortlessly handled the cancellation for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
I was actually watching football the other night.
I never thought you would ever say that statement.
Being a pick me. I really was enjoying my time, though, and a Rocket Money commercial came on, and no joke, I was like, I need to sign up, and I need to figure out how many free trials for things have I signed up for.
No, it's bad.
And forgot about it. Was very bad, but I am happy to say that I am now, you know, saving money in that way and no longer will be signing up for free trials and forgetting about them. But if I do, that's okay, because Rocket Money has my back.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/prettybasic. That's rocketmoney.com/prettybasic. rocketmoney.com/prettybasic.
Backstory, and we're okay. Good now. But Ash and I, as close as we are, we never talked about dating growing up. And I feel like as a little sister, that's something I always craved.
Mm-hmm. Which, but I feel like we talked about this in another episode with Pretty Basic about growing up in the church and how things just felt very uncomfortable.
Yes, we did an episode just us. I forget where you were traveling. And so as close as I swear we're like twins, but like growing up, it was never like, oh my God, I have a crush on this person. But like we just kept everything to ourselves. So I really had a lot of resentment on how I thought an older sister should act and like take care of me.
From like the movies, I'm sure.
From everything, you know? And then I feel like once I came to that realization of like, oh, like we don't do that and we're not as close as I think we are. And then overnight for me to be like, oh, and now she wants me to be like besties with all these guys she's talking to. It made me feel a way.
There's some depth.
There was a lot of depth there. And I'm being so vague. So when listeners are probably like, you're still a bitch. I'm like, I get it, but it's fine. You don't get the whole story. So that was a huge part of it. And I felt like for me, I was
the
like,
the Vyvanse kicked back in. She's back.
I feel like that was a huge thing. So that's why I feel like with anyone Ashley brought around, granted there were some duds.
For sure.
Okay, but that's
I'm
fine.
Not denying
but
that.
But if the roles were reversed, I would have been pissed if you were like super mean too. But I feel like for me, I was just like, now all of a sudden you want me to be like giddy and like, oh my God, like when like that's never how we've been.
Also, like, did you feel like almost, you know how like when people just put a name on you, like, oh, she's the mean one. Oh, wait till you bring a guy around when you date, like she's going to tear him apart. Like you almost are like, fine. Like so, you want me to be the bad guy? Like I'll be the bad guy. You know what I mean?
That goes into the other part of it where I really don't think I even knew how bad my social anxiety was. If one person would be in the room, it would throw off everything. I could not act myself. So it was so much easier just to hide behind that, like, okay, well, I'm just a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could
like
see that.
If one person, I could not be myself, even in my own house, just one random person. And even if I've like been friends with them for a little bit and if I just don't click with them, I could not be myself. So then it became a joke. And then I'm just like, whatever, like, okay, I'm just going to own it as this person. So I feel like
that. Fascinating.
Yeah. Validation, emotional, spiritual, physical, whatever.
Parking.
Ashley's like, wow, I've wanted to hear that. Yeah. So I apologize.
I love that.
Growth.
I love that. This is great.
I know. I know, I feel like we're just bashing me this whole 2 hours.
No. Okay, maybe advice. Let's say people are listening at home and they are, let's say that their best friend is in a relationship and their best friend has kind of like gone off with their new boyfriend and kind of like, you're like, what am I going to do? I'm sad now. Advice for them.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
I love this.
Yeah.
Situational advice.
I think for me, see, it's hard because our situation, I think, was a little bit unfortunate because, and I don't know if I'm going to just take this to a dark place.
But let's just go there.
It is what it is. I literally had thyroid cancer at that time and didn't know.
Mm-hmm. And not so just cancer, like the one that fucks with your hormones.
All your emotions. Yeah. So I was like a shell of a human and really needy and I had no idea why. So I think I attributed a lot of it to her.
Ah.
So it's hard for me looking back because I can tell it to how I perceived it at the time. Mm-hmm. But now after like having surgery, getting my levels back to normal, now I'm like, I don't even know who I was back then. So I don't know like how big it actually was.
Yeah.
But from a place at the time where I legit felt dropped and depressed and like lonely and all this stuff, I will say I feel like communication is huge, but in a way that's like very gentle and like not diminishing like what she had. Because I think if I would have come at her being like, well, you don't even know this guy and you're spending all this time and like blah, blah, blah. Like she would have gotten like,
yeah, defensive, recluse.
So I feel like when I did talk to her, I was very like gentle about it. And most of the time, like I cried, like I wasn't trying to like pretend I was just fine. Like I would let her know like how I legit was feeling. And then I know for me, it felt very, I get into this like, well, if I'm not wanted, then I'm not wanted. I'm not going to force you to love me. I get like that. But I think I realized like she was in the like honeymoon bubble. Like she had those rose colored glasses, those Jackson colored glasses.
And everything looked so pretty through that.
Everything was beautiful. And so I couldn't expect her to like see what I needed because like she wasn't thinking about me and it wasn't in a way of like selfish. It was just, she was enjoying like her relationship. Yeah. So like I had to put myself out there and she would be like, oh, there was one like, oh, we're going to like this like friend's house party, whatever. And I was like, oh, can I come? And that was so weird for me. And there was a lot of times she'd be like, oh, like, it's not my house. Like, I don't feel like I can invite you. Yeah. But then there were times where she'd be like, oh my God, yeah, come. And so I think for me, I felt like a spectator and I was like, I care about her too much. I'm not going to let myself fall in this role. And I pushed past it till we found a rhythm. And so I feel like it was like awkward, but like you have to fight for your relationships. And if you feel like there's a lack, like you have to put yourself out there, even if you feel dumb doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that would be my advice to like talk about it honestly, but also to like find new dynamics and ways that you can be a part of that. You know what I mean?
And when you say push past, like, was that just a lot of conversations or like a lot of internal work with yourself or like what was the pushing past?
Pushing past the awkwardness and like not taking things personal. So like if I remember the first time she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, it's not our house. Like, I feel weird like bringing you. Mm-hmm. I wanted to die inside because I felt like a kid in junior high who's like, can I come to your birthday party? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was to paint the picture. I was invited to meet a lot of his friends.
So it was totally made sense.
And I was trying to explain. I was like, okay. I literally don't know them at all. I'm meeting them.
Yeah. So it was like awkward, but then I had to be like, okay, but that's not personal.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to not do it next time. Like next time she's like, oh, we're going out here. I'd be like, oh, like I would love for us to do a dinner in Santa Monica because he knows like cool places.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like inserting myself until I found something that worked. You know what I mean?
Okay. And then Ash, on your side of things, like what do you think is a good way for someone to approach it? Like, was that a really good way for you on your end? Like the receiver end?
Yeah. I think Taryn being sick, us having our own separate issues at that time made it a lot more heightened than it actually was because our conversations were very heavy. Like it was a lot of crying. It was a lot of you've left me. And it was a lot of me being like, I don't know how to fix this.
And
it was
honestly too. Very and a podcast together.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It was really messy. And I think obviously that's not the case for most people. Right. So I feel like it would be a simple conversation of like, hey, you're still my best friend. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to get out of that. Mm-hmm. So I need us time. Like, yeah. I love that you're in a relationship. Can't wait to hang out with him. Can't wait to meet him. When are we doing us? And like a simple, like not so serious conversation of saying like, hey, like I still need attention from you, mm-hmm. would go a long way. And mm-hmm. that's what Charon was trying to do. But because we had so much stuff going on,
because it was like,
it was really heavy.
Literally sadness from that emotions.
Yeah.
Movie?
Oh, no. Inside Out. That's what bad. We always say.
Sorry, Ash.
We always say it just feels like there's a magnifying glass because like the root issues of having a best friend going through things and stuff, I feel like everyone can relate to, but having the podcast and being on socials, it just feels like everything's magnified. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I know a lot of people can relate to like a lot of this. Maybe they don't have a podcast, but also at the same time, it's like, you know, you have to see them and put on a smile, but we have to
go to a family function.
Yeah. And you're just like, hi, like I have to like push past that. I feel like it was probably hard for you because for not dating for so long, you're like, you've seen me in the trenches. Like, I don't even care if you think he's a bad guy, like, let me just have this moment because I'm happy and I just want to like deal with it.
Yeah.
And
it's easy to be like, you've been my best friend for 9 years. Give me a sec.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To like think that way. It sounds selfish, but it's easy to be like, no, I need a moment.
Yeah.
But also there's chapters of life where you can be selfish. Like that's okay to be like, I haven't dated in a really long time. Like I want to only think about him and me right now.
But I guarantee like you, Taryn, took that as, wait, but you don't want my opinion. And if I'm your best friend, like I should be able to speak my mind if I think someone's good or not. And then Ashley, on the other hand, if you had just voiced, hey, I'm having fun right now. Like, let's check in on 6 months or like 3 months or whatever.
Like, I feel like easy would that
would have saved so many tears for Taryn. God. You know what I mean? Of just so like, many. But
I think too, like,
I love you.
Me? Yeah. Why? Oh, do we have tears too?
No, sorry. You guys go.
No, that was cute. I was like, oh no, what I do?
I just realized like I'm such a bitch sometimes. Oh my God. Because like, I don't even go to you for advice because I've already made my mind up and that must be frustrating for you.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm like,
you saying like, I'm your best friend. I would like to input. I'm like, I don't ask her for input.
But also, Ash and I have ADHD and out of sight, out of mind. Like, and also we didn't grow up leaning on each other when it came to dating. So I feel like it's a new concept to even think to go to you about things.
Literally. And we said this before in that one episode. I'm not going to dive all the way into it, but I think I was raised in a household where a lot of like dating, sex talk, boy stuff wasn't encouraged or allowed. And I went to schools that were also the same way. So I didn't know even how to talk about stuff like that.
In a giddy
with
way.
With Alicia, because I barely talked about him with my friends. I never talked about it with my mom.
It was like pulling teeth in the beginning. I'd be like, oh my God, how was the date? Good.
And a lot of...
Hold on.
Full story, like backstory. A lot of the relationships that I would in and stuff that I had... boyfriends that I had been with, like I was hiding from my parents. Mm-hmm. So I actively was trying not to tell Alicia so that no one would find out because I was sneaking out all the time and I was saying I was staying at Ari's house. But like imagine doing that for years, hiding things and training yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's not necessarily like difficult. Like I was able to do it, but then like it's hard to get out of that.
You just have to unlearn now. I'm like,
oh, a lot of things. I should tell her that I'm going through this, but not like I need help. Even this morning,
bitch. We'll tell you after.
Okay. Tell me now.
Okay, tell me now. Yeah.
Hello, lovers. Valentine's Day is officially next week, which if you guys did not know, Valentine's Day is one of my favorite holidays because, I mean, it's about love, the pink, the red, and most importantly, it's in my birth month, which is the most important month of the year. So if you guys didn't know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. If you guys have a significant other that you're celebrating with, or if you just want to love yourself.
And I am so glad that you added that in there for me, Rem.
Absolutely.
You know, because some of us, we have a lot of love to give.
You do.
And if you can't give it to someone else, give it to yourself.
First and foremost, give it to yourself. And then you can give it to other people.
You're so right.
Because how are you supposed to love yourself if you don't
love others if you can't love yourself.
That's what it is. Thank you so much. So if you guys are looking for a Valentine's Day gift, look no further, whether it's for yourself, your partner, your mother, your dog. You guys can use the Macy's Gift Finder to find the perfect gifts for everyone special in your life. And don't forget you, duh. Plus, get 25% to 40% off underwear and lingerie from Calvin Klein, Gap, and more top brands. Some exclusions may apply.
I love buying myself like lingerie and cutesy things.
Oh,
it's
same.
It's the best.
Also, like, I'm not buying it for anybody else. Like, you know, when you have like a matching set, mm-hmm. but no one knows.
1,000%. Like knowing if it's matching, it's just.
You just feel put together. You feel hot. You love it. It's like your little secret.
I'm
so,
not matching today.
Neither am I. I'm not wearing a bra, actually.
Either way, no matter what you're doing for Valentine's Day, if you need a little inspiration, definitely check out Macy's.com/giftfinder because we got you.
I haven't had a period in 2 months and I had a
my
panic
first
attack.
Guess was, bitch, are you pregnant?
I'm not pregnant. Today. I've literally taken all the tests, went to the doctor, got an actual test done. Definitely not pregnant. Hormones are just off, I guess.
Okay.
But like, I casually mentioned it to Alicia and she was like,
no. This morning, she's like, oh yeah, like I was like, oh, I started my period today. She goes, oh, I haven't had a period. I took like 6 pregnancy tests. I was like, bitch, you took 6?
A lot.
And
I took a lot.
I would have sat there with you, like the fuck?
But like, she does that all the time and I'll be like, Ash, that was real, that's like, hard. That's like, hard. Why did you do that alone?
Yeah. So when I was mean to your men, this is what I'm talking about.
Trying to take you and Ollie to Eagle Rock.
I told her. I was like, meanwhile, Rim would never.
I thought I had a pregnancy scare when I first started dating Cal. I think we had seen each other for like maybe a couple weeks. I thought I was pregnant. So she was busy, but she got text updates. I picked up Ollie after work. I literally picked him up and drove him to the closest Planned Parenthood. Shout out to the Eagle Rock Planned Parenthood. I still get mail from them to this day. Love you. And I was like, hi, can I get a pregnancy test? And they were like, yeah, well, we're going to close. Or there's some issue going on. And then I was like, oh, well, is it like just a, like, do you guys do a blood test here or just like a urine stick? They're like, oh, we only do urine. I was like, oh, and I'll march myself to CVS. So I went down to CVS in Eagle Rock.
Meanwhile, I'm getting tested. I think I'm pregnant. Like, Ollie's driving me to, or Ollie's not driving you. You were driving me. We're going to Planned Parenthood right now. Da-da. And I'm like, whoa, slow down. Like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't think you are, but like,
I have PCOS too. I had no idea. And so I buy literally, like, I think I took 4 tests and I peed on all in the CVS bathroom. Gross. And I'm literally squatting over the toilet, peeing on all 4 at the same time, like literally like fanning them like this. And Ollie, I bought him chocolate covered pretzels, flips to come with me. So nice. He's literally facing the door just like, are you almost done yet? Munch.
In the bathroom.
Oh no, literally. And I'm like crying. I'm like, oh my God. I literally don't even know this man. This is
you,
so crazy.
My life could change.
No, I'm not ready to be a mother. Boom. All negative. Good to go. Pull my pants up, wash my hands, open the door. Oh my God, are you Remy? Subscriber waiting to use the bathroom.
No.
I swear.
Are you serious? Meanwhile, my next ex, never mind, we're good. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. I was telling you the roller coaster.
You love it.
You know, and I was like, okay, we're good. I knew we'd be good. My gut knew we'd be good, we're good.
We're fine. Yeah. Anyways, to say, it's so fun to include everyone and they get a bag of chocolate covered pretzels.
No, I didn't know this. This is my first time learning about this.
No, literally no one 6? Knows. 6 in separate times.
Damn.
And I was, dang, I'm no. just, I
get your thyroid.
I'm
checked,
literally
bro.
Not going to, well, it's the birth control and I've talked to the doctor about it. It is what it is. But in my head, I'm not going to make a big deal out of something unless I know it's a big deal. And that's literally how I've always been. I've always been like
that. But that's why we're friends.
When it happens,
that's why we're friends.
If I was pregnant, the first person I would have told would have been Alicia. The second person I would have told would have been Taryn. Third, mom. And then I would have sat Jackson down. Like, I
He's
literally.
Like, you didn't come to me first.
No, I'm serious. No. I would be scared. So I would need like a lot of support because
but you
I'm not.
Be.
But like, I would be. Because
but also, I would want to, like, we're so different. I would want to be there and like, I would want to be there and be with you in that unknown. And then like seeing it turn yes. And you'd be like, oh my, like I would want to be there, you know?
Yeah. And I think obviously this is all hypothetical to clarify, but like if I was, and I would want to be able to tell Jackson and be like happy about it and excited and know how I feel about it first.
But because, I'm not Jackson.
Yeah, I know. But like, that's why I would tell you first before telling him because I would need to process that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want him to see me scared. I wouldn't want him to see me like not knowing what I want.
I fully get that.
But like,
but
again,
the casual
your
dropping
decision,
six.
So you get to pick what you want to do.
Your choice. And that is why when you casually said 6, I was like, I was like, went to grab my poppy out of the fridge. I go, Brick. I was like, six. And I was literally. Like, Ash, like, I was like, I'm happy to, like, just, I let, you know, it's fine. Like, I want to know, like, you don't have to.
It
kind
of became a routine where I was just like, oh, well, still now I'm going to go.
Also, it's not like I go into your room and like, I see the boxes. Like I didn't see any, and I was like, you can like, I don't, you know, you can come to me. Like that's how it was. Yeah. Anyway, I was like, oh, I'm going to be such a good aunt. We're very similar and it makes sense why we're friends with people like you guys, because mm-hmm. you're so open.
We can feel too, like when you're not okay. And then I'll be like, what's going on? Literally, I'll be like, Ash, what's going on? Nothing. Something's wrong. Is it this? I like,
there was a few weeks ago, you were like, is Lita here? And I was in my room and I was like really sad and I was crying. And then literally I was like, and I was like, yeah. I was like, she's going to be like, what's wrong? I was like, I don't want to talk about it. So I was like, whatever. And then you came in and I was like, oh, she knows. Yeah. I was like, oh, just sitting here.
But it's great because she said she rough, seriously man. Has such a gift where she just like walks in and it'll just be like, what's wrong? There was one time we went to that, or what was it? Billie Eilish premiere of her like, documentary
the rooftop,
or
the drive-through movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and everyone like left the car for something and you were like, what's wrong? And I just like broke down in tears.
I literally all night I could feel it, but people were around, and then the second everyone left I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I was just
that's
like,
amazing though.
How did you know? Like me thinking everyone like
can't
talk.
Ash, I love you but
I have no poker face. No. I'm like, I'm fine.
What's worse is like you hide it behind, you just get so short and passive and it's so obvious. Like it's so, and then it's not funny. It's funny to me. So then I'll be like, oh, she's pissed. But then people are like, oh my God, she is. I'm like, nah, she's pissed. But like, but it's just so sad because you get so upset.
Well, I also need that time to like think about it, process it, figure out what's going on before I'm able to vocalize it. So that's why I'm being short. I'm sitting here going like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like what's happening? Why are you angry? Like. Pinpoint
you
it,
do.
Figure
I
it
will
out.
Say though,
you've gotten so much better.
You've gotten so much better, and I think there's been times where I've noticed because you are a spiraler. Like you'll spiral over something for like a long time, and then there's been times where you actually will talk to or you'll bring people in or let them in, and the problem like you'll talk about it, and I think you've recognized like whoa, like when I actually sit. And talk to someone about it and they offer their advice so or they just sit and like, let me talk about it. Like, oh, I feel better. Yeah. Oh my God. Like, I wish I would have talked to you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think like you've learned and then you have people who have like pulled it out of you a little bit too. Mm-hmm. And you've grown like so much from when I first met you.
Thank you.
But that's why we butt heads so much. Cause I'm the same way.
Yeah, you really are.
And that's why I'm like, I know what you're doing, but yeah. I don't like when you do it to me, but I'm the same way. Like there's so many things where even recently, like we sat down, we were talking about something and like processing it out loud when it feels like it's a fully judgment-free zone is what it is. Because when it feels like someone isn't like a, like if she knew you were already iffy about Jackson, she's not going to want to let you in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Cause she's like, well, I only want to, which I'm sure you felt with Cal. You're like, I only want to vent if it feels like a safe place and you're not going to judge him.
I was gonna bring that up.
And you're not going to, you know what I mean?
I think I was just like a really good moment. Well, because like this gives good backstory
this
to the whole episode,
backstory.
Which I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm engaged. No, I'm just
she's like, I don't have my ring today. But
no, but we okay. So I had an inkling that it was going to happen, and so it was over a weekend, and we happened to be recording a couple days before I left for the trip that Cal had planned, which mm-hmm. I was like. We're gonna get
the trip. Yeah. The trip.
And so I came in here and obviously I'd been talking about it a long time with like Alicia leading up to it. And no one knew the behind the scenes, but every time I would talk to Alicia outside of the podcast, I kind of didn't get much. I felt like I was very much like pulling mm-hmm. it out of you a lot. And so I always just kind of like, I always thought you didn't like Cal. I always like every time we'd get drunk, I'd be like, bring it up, bitch. And I'd be like, do you like Cal? And she like after like time five, you're like, can you stop? But I just like never got the feeling that you did. Mm-hmm. I didn't think you hated him. I just thought you were like thinking a lot
indifferent
of
or like whatever.
Things. Yeah. Just a lot of like judgmental.
But again,
things,
it's hard when you're on a podcast and you're trying to give advice and you're like, are you thinking about this? Are you too? Yes. You know what I mean? Like it's hard not to do that.
Let your mind wander.
Yeah.
For sure.
When I could be talking about someone else's boyfriend. So but of course you're going
to we've had to
yours.
Do that too where I've been like, you know, I wasn't talking about you, right? Because I'll be saying something and I'll see Ashley's face kind of gloss
we
over
shut
and I'm
down.
Like,
we shut the fuck down.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not about you. Or I'll like say like, you know that wasn't like a dig at you. Mm-hmm. And so we've had to do a lot of check-ins, mostly me because I can see when she switches mm-hmm. and I'm like, Whoa.
No poker face.
Yeah, yeah. Like I was just talking about this individual thing. That was not a like, well, yeah, you hear me talk about her. Why don't you do that? Like there's nothing tied to it. So we've felt that in the podcast.
Oh my God.
And it's hard.
It is hard.
I'm going to like call myself, like, I'll be like, you don't know that that's about you.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Oh, that's just good though.
But like, it's hard because I'll just be like,
It's really hard. It's like, yeah, my friends aren't happy for me. It's like, I'm like, fuck them.
So, buys her a card.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So I always had this like feeling, but then when we were on the podcast, obviously the camera's on, this bitch, schoolie, should be like, whenever I talk about it. And so I'd always just be like, I mean, okay, like, I guess like I should take this as truth or whatever. And then when we come to record right before the proposal, what I thought was going to happen, I came in and I'm like so excited because I'm like, I'm getting engaged, bitch. So I walk in, I'm like, Alicia, like this is before we're rolling. I'm like, Alicia, I think Cal's going to propose, but I'm not sure, but I want to record like a little bit at the end of the episode so that if he does, I can like look back on it, like just talk about how I'm feeling and like everything. She's like, okay. And she's kind of like on her phone, like not paying attention. So I'm like, oh, she like really hates him. And so we start.
Did you know at the time? Did you
that
know
day,
what was
no,
happening?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't know then?
I think I found out that night.
Oh.
Which is why I was like.
That's right. So I'm sitting here. You're sitting there. Let me paint the picture.
Did I know? We recorded Tuesday?
I think you did know.
I think I did know.
I think you did know. Yeah. Because you were like trying to poke
the day before.
She did know.
Okay.
And so, but to me, obviously, I don't know she knows. And so I'm sitting here and from the past, I just had felt like she didn't like him the whole time. So I was like, really trying to like get an exciting, you know, reaction. And so we're sitting here and I'm like, it's towards the end of the episode. I'm like, okay, so Cal's taking me to Santa Barbara this weekend. I think he's going to propose. And all Alicia goes is, Rem, I love you, but we're so different. And that's all she said. And so then I start going into like defense mode because I'm like, oh, she really like is not happy for me. Like she really doesn't want this for me. Like she really doesn't like him.
Hey,
so
yes, then bitch.
I'm literally sitting there. I'm just like, well,
how do I recover? How do I recover?
I started getting upset because I was like, well, I already said we could also cut it. So I was like, well, you know, we can just cut this if it doesn't happen. And like, she's trying to hide it. So it was like this big, like tense moment. And then I left the podcast being like, she's not happy for me. So I didn't talk to her the whole weekend I was in Santa Barbara because I was like, she obviously doesn't care. She doesn't care. And so she was laughing because she like knew obviously. And then was like, I knew why you weren't talking to me because I was telling Ollie everything.
And I was like, I now remember because I found out the night before and I literally was like, Rem, I love you. Just let this be a surprise, which I learned a lot. She doesn't like surprises. And you know what? Just because I would like a surprise, that's okay.
Keep in mind,
I feel like the way that it seemed on the pod was like, guys, like I've never said this, but like, I think he's going to propose. When in reality, I had a chat of like, oh, I'm going to wear this dress when he does. So to me, I was like, Rem, like you're not like, just like let it go. Let it go. Yeah. Let go and let God. It's okay. but anyways, afterwards, after she finally gets proposed to and everything, we like, I was waiting. I was like, I'm going to take the L. Like if I, like I felt the tension, I literally text Ollie the second I left. I go, oh my God, I made Rem mad. Like, I agree. I shouldn't have said it that way. But also I'm like, she's always talking about it. And I'm just like, let it fucking happen. So then he was like, it's fine. Like, yeah, she texts me. She's mad, but like, it's okay. Like I was like, you're right. In 3 days, four days.
T minus 96 hours.
I was like, it's happening. It'll be good. So finally, after it all happened, when it was all said and done, we finally talked about it. She's like, you knew. And I was like, yes. I was like, however. So we ended up having a huge heart to heart about this because I was like, as much as I'd love to sit here and be like, oh, I was just joking with you. Haha. I'm like gaslighting you to like, let you think it's not happening. Like a part of me was really sad because I did only find out the night before. And I wish I could say I knew this whole time, but like, I did feel kind of out of the loop. I'm not trying to make this about me. But I think I also had an expectation of how close Cal and I would be. And it's not the expectation I had, but that's okay. Like, I think it's just, I always pictured being more involved or helping set up certain things. And like, it's just so funny. I pictured him asking help for like, hey, can you put up flowers or candles or something? And then when that didn't happen, I was like, oh, like that was just an expectation I had. And obviously like, this is their relationship. It can be whatever they want to be, but you know, you feel a little like, oh, like I had an expectation and it's just not how it is. So I said, I was like, hey, like, I would love to sit here and be like, oh my God, I was just joking. Like whatever. I was like, but I'm sure you felt some truth of how I've felt because I do feel like him and I aren't that close. But however, at the same time, him and I are really fucking similar, which makes sense why we don't click as much because we both have social anxiety. We're both medicated. Yeah. We both are like, we walk into the room like, hi.
No, then he'll walk in, I'm like, why are you not saying hi to everybody in the room? But then
obviously it makes sense why we like get along so well with Remy, because she's like the middle glue being like, come on everyone, let's do karaoke. And him and I are down bitches. Like we are down bitches. And the second I was able to, I feel like I made that connection sooner when you were like, you guys are really similar. And then him and I both hate small talk. But all that comes with that is detox.
Silence.
So I think like I've learned a lot of my expectations too with best friends and being like, okay, like I need to make an effort. And what does that effort look like? And obviously we're not going to be besties overnight. Cause like Kaylee, him and Kaylee click so fucking well. And I'm like, damn, like I wish that could be us, but like also it's not. So we had a huge, like really great talk just about that. Cause I was like, hey, I'm so sorry if you felt it's like I didn't like him. Cause that was never, ever the case. I was like, I think it just made me sad. Cause I wish we were a little closer, but also I'm okay with that. And I'm also aware that that takes time. The same way it takes time for me to open up to one person, like the social anxiety and someone coming in a room and changing it. Like when a boyfriend comes around, I'm like, I don't know how to act. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like he was one of the first people where I was like, wow, like I need to like meet him where he's at, because also like he's been thrown into your world, which is already so insane. The first time I met him was on a fucking Marvel red carpet. Like that's not normal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And at the time I was like, Remy, like make this man work for it. Like he doesn't deserve to be here. And blah, blah, blah. Like I was being that friend who was like, oh my God, like be careful. Like he's going to use you and like so protective and whatever. She's like, oh, it's fine. He can come. And I'm like, okay. Like what, you know, so I've rambled a shit ton.
No. I think it was, we navigated it in a way, because after the proposal, I think I was also just so happy. I was like, I'm just going to move past it. But then you sitting me down and expressing everything, and like you had taken the time to like introspectively be like, why was I like
I had 4 days. I was like, fuck. I was like, shit, why did you do that, Alicia? Why did you do that?
It meant the world though. Like it meant, like truly that was like one of my favorite talks we've ever had, because I wasn't expecting it at all. I really wasn't. I was like, oh my God, this is like, this answers so many of my insecurities that I had had for so long.
Yeah.
And we were able to like openly have a nice conversation about something that means so much to me. And so I really appreciated it. And I thought we navigated it so well.
Oh no. I remember being like, wow, like, yeah, it's okay. You're not besties. Like it's okay. Like, and things can go so different. Like,
yeah. And that doesn't mean you won't be closer in the future.
And also, what's so funny is like, after that, I feel like you guys have gotten even closer. I think since, very gradually.
I think both of, I haven't talked to Cal about this, but I feel like I know we've felt you wanting us to be close. So it makes us even more like, okay, like Hamilton, yo. you know, like trying to find any
the
common
one
interest.
Common ground.
But I feel like, I feel like now it's just.
And now that
so
he's
different.
Like here to stay too, I think it's like, you guys can figure it out or not. But like, I feel like you guys have gotten closer, which is good.
But also like that's something happen, that's okay too. Like I've always hated about myself. I'm like, damn, like I hate how affected I am by like one person. So like seeing my growth that way has been a huge, because like let's say like Jackson proposes to you, and like even though in my head he's gonna tell me and want my help with it, maybe he won't, you know. And like in the end, especially with Rem, I was like, whatever will make her happy is what I want. Like this isn't about me, it's about her being so happy for her engagement. And if she wants to know ahead of time, then she's gonna want to know ahead of time.
I do regret being annoying, but I will say I in my expectations, in my dream too, I always wanted like all my friends to be there, all my friends to be involved. But ultimately that was his decision. And I definitely was like, I'm like, okay. Like I had to be okay with that too.
Yeah.
But I now understand with him, I think he would have loved the help. I think he was just too scared to ask. He didn't want to and that's his thing. He doesn't want to inconvenience anyone. Yeah. But I'm like, she would have been hand plucking petals off 100,000 roses.
No. What's funny is I offered a few times because I was like, I'm going to offer so he knows, but then I'll let it go. Cause he's like, oh, like I can go like set up flowers. He's like, oh, well, they're really strict about like how many people can be here. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll bring them into the door and drop them off. Like if that's
so
what he wants. No, but I was just like, but I hope you know, like, that's fine if you don't want it, but like, I'm down to.
Here.
He's like, oh, we're all the way in Santa Barbara. I'm like, no, I was planning on driving.
I was like, you on the train?
I know it is. I'll get him. But also, it's just so different because you have expectations, especially wedding, anything you've thought of your whole life. Like, I don't know. Y'all should talk about it beforehand.
Do you have any expectations for the proposal? If it happens?
What I'm going to say, I want to preface by just something I think that's beautiful that you guys just kind of like touched on without touching on is the fact that like, how long have you guys been friends?
This is 7 years?
Yeah, about
7 years.
Okay, so 7 years of friendship. You guys are a solid friendship, but you're still like learning and like having to cross over things. And I think that's like such a beautiful thing. And I think that's something I know, like Ash like had a past of like, okay, well, every time I have a fight with a friend, like we're not friends anymore.
Oh.
And I think that was a huge hurdle we had to go through of like, these aren't conflicts. These are conversations because I want to get past this so we're closer. And I think that there's this like misconception about, oh, well, you're bestie. Like you just click and like, it's fine. Like you don't have to deal with it. But I love the fact that like you're like, I think that was the first time I heard you on this, or that was the first time I expressed this. And I think there's something so beautiful about that. Like things change and like maybe you and Cal aren't close now, but you could get closer. Like, and, mm-hmm. and why is that the expectation? Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think for us, like we just like, I'm not joking. Like a few months ago was the first time I've ever hung out with just Jackson and Ashley. And I feel like people would be like, what? But you guys are best friends. Like, how is that just, but I think like, it doesn't have to be something. And I think when you do put those expectations on, like me being like, pig in a blanket, yeah. like here, like all three of us like wrapped up. I think that's where the damage comes. Yeah. But like everybody's so different and everybody has like their own past and their mm-hmm. own preferences. And so for me, I think I don't have expectations, but I think that's because we've already like dealt with that hurdle. Mm-hmm. Like, whereas you guys, the expectations, you're like, oh, whoa, we both have expectations.
Yeah.
And you solved it. And where the engagement kind of was like the catalyst for
I
that.
I had a revelation right now.
Oh my God.
And that is why I have the minor in therapy.
Do you say what?
I led you.
McDonald's sisters hate looking dumb. All of the months where you're like, oh yeah, he's gonna propose. That is my worst nightmare, to tell a friend that and it not happen.
Bitch, it happened so many times to me and I kept getting back up.
Like that is my worst nightmare. So like the fact that it got even—
So you kept diffusing like your reaction?
Yeah, because I'm like, don't get your hopes up. Cause like that's my worst nightmare, is like if it doesn't happen or you guys like break up or whatever the case is. So like, and because I didn't know, cause he didn't come to me and tell me, cause in my head, my expectation was, oh, well, if he was, I would know, which clearly was an expectation I shouldn't have had. And all of that was me being like, oh no, like I need to save you in case this goes south.
Oh my
because
God.
We're telling the podcast and that's an issue. Yeah. Like we can't tell the podcast.
We can cut it, bitch. Also, I was like, more time. I didn't like my nails anyways. I can redo it.
Two more weeks. I got more time.
New hair. But that just shows so much how a person's like narrative controls the way they think everyone should act, everyone's
and
thinking,
react.
Everything, like mm-hmm. how they approach everything. And so I think that that's why it's so important to really get to know and like dig to find out like why a person is the way that they are.
Yes.
Because I think that's the only way like change happens. And that's why I think if Ash came to me tomorrow and was like, oh, we're engaged, I'd be like, oh my God. And then would I say a comment to Jackson? Yeah, but out of like actually like being funny, mm-hmm. not because I'm upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think like we kind of crossed that hurdle at the beginning because it was different than what I thought. Yeah. But I think that that's like a true best friend is someone that you fight for that relationship. It's not someone that you fall into it and it's just bliss forever. Like I think it's the person that you choose to fight for. And I think that so many people avoid conflict.
Stop, don't, because I'm a secondhand crier, so don't. Secondhand
crier. So many people avoid conflict because they think like, oh, this is gonna be it. But the relationships that are the strongest are the ones that you fight through things because you care enough about that person to have that uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of me and Ash, like we are so polar opposite in like so many areas, but we have done so much work to try to figure each other out. And the way, I mean, are we going into the fighting with best friends now?
Yeah.
Much? Okay. My number one piece of advice is to, for me, I learned how to go into a conversation where I actually wanted it to be productive. Mm. So I could come into a conversation, because how I fight with my previous friends, I'd be like, why are you acting like that? Like, fix your face. Like, what? Just say it. Like, that's how I am, because I have brothers. Like, that's how I fight with my brothers. Ashley would literally not talk to me for 2 months out of pure fear that I was going to like try to fight, like physically fight her if I came at her like that, because she doesn't approach conflict like that. So for me, I had to realize really quickly, okay, I can come in this conversation, and I feel like society and everyone's like, oh, like go in, like say what you want. Speak your truth. Think, yeah. And I think, yeah, there's room for that in certain situations. But if I really want to have a productive conversation with Ashley, sometimes it's okay for me to not say everything that I want to say because I'm pissed, and to approach her in a way that she's going to feel safe so we can have a productive conversation. And so that's been our number one game changer. Like, for her, I have to text her and be like, hey, boo. Like, I love you so much, and we're going to have a little talk, but it's totally fine. Like, this isn't a fight. I love you. Nothing's going to change. I don't want there to be like this awkwardness. Like, let's just talk about it. And then she automatically is like, and then we can talk. Whereas if I come to her like, dude, you've been pissing me off because of this, this, and this, she'll shut down and we'll never get over that. And so I think that's something we've really formed this really beautiful way to communicate. And I think it's because we took time to actually learn, like, oh, this isn't about how I want to come across and what I want to say. I need to say this in a way that's like your language, you know?
Hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, words are huge. Same with love language, with like we talked about in your guys' episode, with like friendships, like love languages, because Ash and I are so affected by words. Like, if you say you hate someone, that means like you can never take it back. Like, it's like Bible, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where, so I feel like we struggle a lot with our own words, let alone, I see how you and Taryn are so similar. I see how you guys are like, don't try to fix it. Just like, tell me like, damn, that fucking sucks. You know what I mean? But to us, we're like, but we're trying to fix it, and you're mad, so like we need to fix the problem. And if like, how, what else do you want me to do? But we're like, but we don't, what if we don't think that person is like in the wrong or like whatever, that, like we like overanalyze it because we're trying to problem solve and be like, well, what's the root? Let's fix it. Where I know there are so many times you guys are like, can you just admit that like that guy was so rude to me at the coffee shop or whatever the case is? And we're like, yeah, that was kind of rude. But like, I'm sure they had a really hard life. You know, like that's us, which is so annoying.
I didn't get that. Or like,
Well, like they weren't like that with me or like whatever. Like, so I think that's been a dynamic both of these couches have had to figure out of like, okay, when am I listening and when am I also telling you when you're in the wrong or vice versa? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think something that Taryn has been able to help me with a lot has been communication, because One was always really terrible at it and always was scared that like conflict led to like the end of a friendship.
Me.
So I think anytime Taryn would bring stuff up, which was a lot.
More than you've ever experienced.
Which is so funny, because to me, I'm like, that's only 10%, girl. Yes.
It's so funny because she's like, oh, I fight with all my friends like to the nail.
I feel like fight is a bad word, but yes.
But you're like, I fight with them bluntly, like overtly, like I do with my brothers, whatever. And I'm like, have you never met someone like me before? Because every girl I've ever hung out with, we fought like me.
Yeah.
You're the first person who's ever been like, this hurt my feelings and you looked at me at this way and I wasn't invited. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do with all of these things. I literally, no friend ever in my life has ever brought this much emotion to me and been like, we have to fix this, let alone been like, let's fix it together.
She's a cancer.
You know? Yeah. So cancer. I never knew how to handle that. And I would just freak out every time she wanted to have a conversation. The texts help. She started sending me big texts, which at first I'd be like, that's a long chat. Mm-hmm. But then like, it was all like very reassuring. It was all very positive. And it helped me go into the conversation that we would have with a lot more, less anxiety.
Mm-hmm. A conversation we had, which blew both of our minds, was because we were talking about text, and I was like, it really stresses me when I see it one long paragraph, you're pissed. Our friendship is done. No,
fuck. I thought it was the opposite.
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
You want short or you want long?
Like, no. So
You want short or you want long?
I like short.
Okay.
Okay. No. You're good.
I thought it was long, so I'm not long.
Sorry. No. So when I see that, I'm like, oh no, like you thought about this. Like, and doomsday. This is like doomsday, like boom, 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 boom. Where she saw it as, at least this is the conversation I had in my head. Maybe it's changed now, but I remember Rem being like, oh my God, no, that shows that I cared to take my time to sit.
I like a long
and
one.
Like, yeah. And think about it. And like, really, you know, like
it's
really,
a love letter.
It's a love letter. Where to me, I'm like, oh, I would rather like some like random ones.
More digestible.
Like more like sentences here and there. Cause it shows your thought process. Mm-hmm. So, but she sees that as like attacking a little more where it's like, you're like,
short, quick.
More
it's
defensive.
Very like it. Yeah. It, to me, I just, it's a lot to ingest. I feel like with a long, I can like read it slowly and like follow the thought process.
Yeah. Where, so that was funny. When we first had that realization that each other likes the text the opposite ways, we were like, wow. So I got defensive every time I saw a long paragraph where she's probably like, I'm going to sugarcoat it and like make her like feel seen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so even something as far as that, we're like, wow, like that's great. Also another thing more recently, we were like, you know what? Like any big conversation just can't be over text. Like,
yeah.
No matter what, like worst case voice memo, but over text, so many things get like
miscommunicated
and like you can't hear a tone and whatever.
Well, and it takes like, it's a huge experimental phase. Like I remember the text was my first where she told me like she gets overwhelmed. So that was my trial of like, okay, maybe this will be better if I like write it out. And then it came like through trying other things. Then it was like, I would tell her about something and I would try to hold it in because I didn't want to overwhelm her. And then she'd be like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So then she was like, I just need like a short little like in the moment. So I know exactly like what it was that made you feel that way. So it was like a lot of like learning. And then I think too, for me, there were certain things where I'm like, okay, wow, I expect everyone to love the way that I do. And I've realized like, I love very intensely. And I think that's why people love being my friends, because they feel so covered. But I also was like, but I can't expect everyone else to love me the way that I love
them.
Just
like I can't expect Alicia to keep the house as clean as I want it clean.
Exactly. But it doesn't say anything bad about the way that she loves me. Mm-hmm. And like, who am I to like judge that or like to diminish the way that she loves? You
that
know what
is
I mean?
Crazy hearing that from your mouth. Just like that. We need to take a moment for like our 2018 Hawaii trip that we went on. And like the way that just came out of your mouth is crazy.
Yeah. It's been a really hard battle. And honestly, I think me going through what I went through was like the hardest time in my life. But I think because I was at my lowest, I really had to sift things out. And I think for me, I was like, okay, she doesn't understand what I need in this moment. So I'm driving myself crazy. So like, how do I strip back expectations so then I can let things like fall where they are? Yeah. And I think since then, and it did take some space. It took some processing. It took a lot of mourning on my own, which like I always wanted to involve her in that process. And I realized like, I don't need to do that. Yeah. Like I can just mourn on my own. And then once we like kind of rebuilt where we are, now I feel like our friendship is like so
better
beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think I was holding on so much to how we were when we first met, where we never spent a day apart, like where we were just always together, where we had something to talk about
all
the time.
Which is crazy because we were, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
God.
Of course we're different. You
like
know?
Now it's like, oh, I have to schedule time with her. And like, why did I think that meant something was wrong with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we had the most amazing conversation like 6 months ago where we were talking about, we were having like a really good, like Taryn was in a better place. I was in a better place. Our friendship was in a better place. And we needed to like have this kind of like concluding conversation over what we had gone through the last
That's
few years.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And we had the funniest moment where we realized that at that time with what we were dealing with, between each other, between the podcast, with me finding a boyfriend for the first time ever in our friendship, that we, that I needed space at that time. Taryn and I loved her to death. But
this is the conclusion conversation?
We realized, I finally was able to articulate that in that moment with when I had started dating Jackson, Taryn and I were going through a really hard time. At the time, she was struggling with cancer that we had no idea about. Yeah. And I realized I needed space. So I started implementing space to avoid our friendship ending. Cause that was the one thing I didn't want to have happen. And because I didn't communicate with Taryn that I was going to start putting space between us.
Oh no.
No, literally I would go to her and I'd be like, Ash, I feel like this, like I feel distance. I feel like something weird is happening because I would feel it. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm going through the worst time of my life. Like, where are you? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I would ask her like, is everything fine? And she'd be like, yeah. And so I told her, I'm like, I was like a little kid who's like, yay, we're playing tag. Why won't they stop running? Like, I got you. It's your turn to get me.
Just like, we had this funny moment where we both start laughing because she
tag, get me.
She said
she doesn't come.
Literally.
Sorry, Ash.
We had this whole moment where she said she realized that there was space. So she took it upon herself to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the donkey with the carrot.
Literally. She like, thought I had dropped the ball on our friendship. So she was trying to constantly fill that gap that I was putting there.
Wow.
And so we were literally driving ourselves crazy because we weren't communicating.
You're like, I need space. And she's like, come here.
So like you're feeling neglected and left out. And like your 10-year friendship's falling apart. You feel smothered. And you're like, exactly. I feel like you're being really needy right now. I need space.
Yeah.
It's so like the root of the issues is usually never what the fight ever seems. Not about you having a boyfriend.
No.
It's about the wedge and the distance and of the your guys' expectations of your friendship.
And I think it shows so much how like if one of those check-ins where I would have been like, hey, something feels off.
If
she would have just been like, hey, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Like for me, and I told her this, I'm like, you didn't trust me enough to take that and to be like, whoa, I am going through a lot. I never want to put my stuff on you. Cause it is, if you are friends with someone who has mental health issues, and at that time I thought it was mental health. So I was like in therapy all the time. I got diagnosed with binge eating. Like I was going through a lot. And so for me, I was like, you should have trusted me to know, oh, I'm being heavy right now. I need to lean on other people because I'm leaning on you too much. And she has a past where like, well, when I tell people they're too much or we have these fights, they go. Mm-hmm. So we were both fighting for our friendship, but it was like
opposite ways,
pushing us the opposite way.
And also like I have had family friends in the past that had were exhibiting symptoms that you were showing. And that's scary. And you don't really know how to handle stuff like that. And you don't want to add one more thing maybe on top of everything else that Taryn was going through. I wasn't sure how to articulate that she was being too much. And I didn't want to piss her off or make
how do you tell someone that?
Make her even more
like
angry.
Like throw salt on the wound.
Yeah.
Do you tell someone when you don't really realize what's happening with them that they're being too much or that you need space?
Yeah.
I could never, I think... Obviously, because we were roommates too, and they were roommates. We were roommates too at the same time. I feel like Ashley and I reacted a similar way to you being very depressed and going through it at that time because we're very much like out of sight, out of mind. Like, let's not talk about it because then it makes it a real big thing. And let's just like treat her normal. Let's be like, hey, you know, and where all you needed was someone to like come in and like
talk you through it.
Yeah. But I think what was hard is like, I could never look you in the eye then. And if when you said like, am I being too much? Am I being needy? Like I could never say yes.
Yeah.
Even though like, and that was me taking it upon myself to not burden you with that. So it's just, it's so weird how like.
It was all from love.
Yes.
It was all from a good place.
Us trying so hard.
Like I remember so bluntly wanting to be like, you just need to get other friends because Ashley can't give you everything you need.
Yeah.
But like also like how do you, especially someone else like me who struggles with like saying that stuff too. It's like, how do I say that without like making both of you upset? Like, and then of course, just to make it even better. And then they got the podcast and it's like, what's going to happen to the podcast? And, like, you know what I mean? Like there's just so many factors and it's like,
that to say.
Well, and
if I had simply been able to communicate how I was feeling at that time, even if I could have like perfectly written out the perfect email, found the right time, like been able to like, you know, see that you're in a good place. I could have been able to like word it. Like that could have saved us so much heartache for you and like confusion on my part if I could have simply just mentioned.
And I think I always tell Ash because she'll say, oh, I need some days to like figure out exactly what I want to say so it comes across well and blah, blah, blah. And I remember I used to always tell her like, I want the mess. Like, mm-hmm. I want you to say the wrong thing and me be like, huh? And then you be like, okay, well, I didn't mean that. Like, I wanted that. Like, I wanted her to be able to just come to me and us to like fumble through like how to solve something, because in my mind, we're gonna get through this. Like, we're forever. So why not? Like, let's just like go through it. But in her mind, it's like, I need to be very careful what I say, because if I say the wrong thing, it could break
Also, and so to us, like, the only person is a sister. Like, we're stuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because we've had friends who aren't around anymore when we thought they would be.
Yeah.
But I feel like one thing that's very, sorry, I feel like I cut you off. One thing that I feel like is very interesting about both of our friendships is we both have been through friendship breakups before. So I think now when we come and have issues, we come together and we're like, okay, obviously we can walk away from this, but that's not what we want. Like, we want to fix this. It's not just, well, you hurt my feelings, or like, I'm triggered by this. It's like, okay, this is what you're seeing and experiencing. This is what I'm seeing and experiencing. Neither of us are wrong or right. It's mm-hmm. just how do we coexist in this? And obviously if we care about each other, we're going to want to compromise. Yeah. We're going to want to, you know, work on things. And obviously like 10 years in, the same things kind of tend to come up. And not putting a Band-Aid on it, I think, has been the biggest thing for us, where we're like, okay, we've done that in past relationships or friendships. How do we not just put a Band-Aid on it? Because we actually want to resolve this issue.
And what's crazy is we're taking like what we're learning, what Taryn and I are learning, what the two of you are learning, are like actual tools that you're going to continue to practice and put into relationships and other friendships and in this friendship in the future, because it was so weird. Anytime I would talk about anything I was going through with Taryn or like any friend with my mom would be like, oh yeah, like me and my friend are going through blah, blah, blah. And I'd just be like,
what?
I'd be like, damn. You're struggling with this in your friendship at the age of 60 something. Yeah. Like that is mind blowing. And something in my head always figured you'd be at a place where you just don't deal with stuff like that anymore. And it's so not true.
It's a human experience.
It's so not true. And it's going to continue to happen. So you might as well talk about it now.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned in summation.
What you guys said earlier about how you guys will do a text beforehand. We don't do that, but we accidentally did that with our most recent little tiff. But because it's so funny, because we got into like a fight and I was just like, hey, I need some space. Give me a minute. And then I was like, fully intending to talk to you that night, but I was like, you know what, I'll wait till the next day. But then something came up with work stuff. So like, it's funny because you have to like separate the work relationship.
I'm not kidding. I was like, she would want me to tell her like, okay, let's put this aside. I know you need space, but call me. And then she's like, you can leave a voice note. And I was like, she's so mad. Fine.
I was with people. I was with friends. And so then though, the next day we had to talk about a work thing again. So she texted me and we were talking about the work thing. I was like answering like normal around me.
Yeah, like,
and
ah.
then app, yeah, like, ah. And then I'd be like, okay, I'll go talk to her later.
Yeah.
And then, at one point we were talking about something and she was kind of being short with me. So I was like, is there a reason you're being short? Like, am I going into this like with you upset? Like, what's the vibe? And she's like, no, I'm just sad we're fighting. And I was like, yeah, we're fighting, but we're going to be fine. Like, we always make it through. And then she put like a little like pleading face and like heart hands. And I was like, we're fine. But like that little text prepped me for when I walked in to like,
yeah, to know
it was so much easier. Yeah. So
no,
it's a good idea.
We're meanwhile, like, also can't hide my feelings. I'm like, I can't be like, ha, 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 because I'm like, I'm sad right now.
Yeah.
But no texting issues, because in my head, it literally was, is there a reason you're being so short? LOL. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Yeah. But like knowing it's like, is there a reason you're being so short?
Why are you being short, bitch? It was that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh no, like now I can't hide it and whatever, but I'm trying to tell you about this work thing. And
but I like the idea of a text, and I like the idea that like, the common denominator between both groups is that we always know we're going to make it out.
Yeah. Okay. And basically me and Rem are just healing both of you of like, there are people that stick around and like want to see like the ugly parts that we all have that we hide. Like the people that are worth it and worth you giving your trust and your energy are the people that are going to like push through that and be like, no, I'm still here. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, I just think it's beautiful. And you have to trust us to be able to handle the mess. Mm-hmm. Like not just the perfectly like put in a bow. Like we want the mess. We want you to like get upset, say what you have to say, because just like our feelings are valid, like your feelings are valid too. So like everybody deserves to be heard, and you need to trust that people want to hear
what you have to say.
Agreed.
It's important.
Also, you bring enough to the table for us to want to fight as hard as we do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
You need to remember that.
I'm not fighting for nothing here.
I was just going to make a joke like, and then what are you guys going to learn? And
then you said that. It's true. Like, the only people I fight with as hard as I do with you are Cal and my mom. And like, they have to stay.
Oh my God. So, like, I always tell Ashley that. I'm like, Ashley, the only friends I've ever fought with are the friends that I actually care about. Yeah. If I don't care about you,
you'll never hear a peep from me.
And I will be like,
we've seen it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Like, we're good. Like, I have nothing to say.
Fine.
I'm fine. Like, I had a moment of like in my mind, and then I'm on to the next. I'll never bring it up. It's not worth my time because it's like, you're a side character. But if you're a main character in my life, like, I'm going to tell you I feel weird right now because I don't have time to feel weird with you. Like, let's get past it. So you have to remember, like, if people fight with you, it's because they're fighting for you, not like fighting with you. They're fighting for you.
Good.
I love that.
What are they learning from us, Lita?
What are they learning from us, Ash? I was going to say, I feel like they're learning that words are important and, you know, to think twice.
Oh, I have one. At least for me specifically, I don't know that this completely is valid for you, but like the reason I take my time to figure out what I'm going to say or why I need to process things is because I'm trying to avoid hurting your feelings because I don't want to hurt your feelings. So if I say like, I need space, or if I say like, hey, like, can I get back to you on that? Like, I don't know. It's because I actually don't know, or I haven't actually figured out the words to say it. And it's because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Because you love me.
Because I love you. Because yes. I'm like, no, I don't want to make you think that, or make you think that I feel that way when I don't. And I need a second.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because
like,
it's true.
I feel like they, because they're those friends who are ride or die and are like, okay, you don't like that person, then I don't like that person. I think they're learning that the reason why that's a huge reason why we've navigated towards them. Like, and they're realizing that we're just as loyal, but in different ways.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge thing that you've both had a moment being like, oh, like you're not reacting the way I would want you to, but you are XYZ like you do X, Y, you know,
we might not throw the drink in her face, but we'll slash her tire behind her back.
Oh, like also,
savage. I feel like Taryn has always wanted me to like throw the drink, but you know, stand up for her, but I'm more behind the scenes.
We're more of
girl.
A, like, we have two get out of jail free cards and like, I'm still have my two for life. Like I've yet to be like, I'm pulling this card and I need you to do this for me. You know what I mean?
I'll say, I think what I've learned from you guys is that if I feel like my emotional needs aren't being met, pushing harder is not going to get like anything solved. Like sometimes I have to be like, okay, this is overwhelming. I know what they can or can't handle in this moment. So my responsibility is to either get that met somewhere else or to drop an expectation, and then to really figure out when is the time to come and say like, hey, this is really important versus like just spewing all the time.
That's a little bit
selfish of me to like spew all the time if it's overwhelming when I'm just doing it because it's natural, but I need to be like, okay, is this really something I need to bring up, or can I go vent about it and like process it and then come back and be fine?
Yes.
So I think that's something I've learned because I've had friendships before where like, it's like no holds bar. Like you don't have to spew, like let's fight and then let's get dinner. Like we're fine. And I can't hold you guys to that same thing. And it doesn't make you more or less. Like it's just, it is what it is. So I've realized it. I've stripped expectations. I try not to overwhelm. And then like we found like a really good like middle ground.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You know?
Also that we're very literal. I feel like that's something for them where I remember the time you said you didn't like country music. And now if you like country music, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm at Stagecoach.
I'm like, but you don't like that. And you're like, how do you even remember that? But I think, or whether it's, you know, other people or whatever, you know, whatever the case is, I think that's something where
it's very black and white.
It's very black and white to us of like, well, you said this and I remember that. So obviously I'm going to, you know, make sure I don't play country music around you or whatever. Yeah. The case is. Or like, if you don't like this person or if you don't, whatever, like, I'm going to try to like, you know, do whatever. But I've learned how I'm like, oh, like you can change your mind.
I was going to say, I feel like that was a two-way street. I also do think that I have learned that you do show loyalty in other ways. I think that it took me a long time because I feel like I saw loyalty as being very linear. I think with a lot of other almost every other relationship in my life, it's been a very stereotypical sense of loyalty. So I think it was really hard for me to wrap my head around. But then I do think of the times where, like, you came with me to Drew Barrymore and, like, how, like, that to me meant so much, like, more than you'll ever know. Like, just the hype woman that you were for me and, like, all, like, how you are all the time. But, like, specifically that moment, I was like, oh my God, like, no one would ever do that for me. And, like, that is a sense of loyalty that I've never gotten from anybody else. So I think it just took me a while to understand that, like, it doesn't have to be linear and that's okay.
And if I need Rem to say, fuck that bitch, she will. And I can, it's okay. Like, I, that's something for me. Cause I'm like, oh, you can't take that back, Alicia. Like, if I say that about someone, then, like, that means I actually hate them. And I've learned, you know what? Sometimes it just feels good to say.
All I'm going to say is I've watched, obviously, the start of our friendship, the start of your friendship, seen all of the behind the scenes. And we have all grown so much, so freaking much. And I think it's something that friends need to talk about more. Like, I think avoiding conflict is not it. Like, that's 2023. Like, we're going into this year of, like, you fight for the people you want in your life. And, like, if that means it's uncomfortable for a week, it's uncomfortable, like, it's for okay. a week.
Yeah. There's 51 other ones.
Yeah. Girl. Okay. I know this is a really long episode, but we thank you guys so much for watching. If you've made it to the very end of this episode, please comment below your best friend's name. And if you don't have a best friend, put one of us, because we're your best friends.
True.
Mm. True.
Thank you guys for coming on to the
pod. Thanks for having us. You guys, this is so fun.
No, can't wait for our next annual one, semi-annual. Yes. And make sure you guys check out... Check out UA, you guys. They'll be linked down below. Check out our swap. And we will catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.